This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Shaletta is in the house. She is here for two segments of Feisty Friday. Let's go serious and then nonsense. So let's start with Representative John Thompson. Sloan just gave the news. More news today, a rare House ethics hearing over allegations that Representative John Thompson, against Representative John Thompson, was postponed, so the St. Paul Democrat can have a lawyer present. The complaints stem from a June 19 debate in which Thompson interrupted Representative Eric Lucero, twice calling him a racist. Lucero told the committee today, John Thompson is a disgrace to this institution. John Thompson yesterday showed up. St. Paul police, and in a brief exchange, apologized to the officer who pulled him over when John Thompson said he was only stopped because of the color of his skin. He obviously has faced a number of questions. Why does he have a Wisconsin driver's license? Does he have a home here in the state? Did he lie when... he potentially perjured himself when he was filing to run for office, and most damning, a series of allegations of domestic abuse, some very violent, some in front of kids. So, Shaletta, when you judge this in total, what is your overall? Remind folks if you think he should go, and will he last?
You know, this is the thing that just amazes me. Is if he knows that he's riding dirty, right, with the expired this and, you know, the license that is in another state, you know, it's one thing to be riding dirty. It's another thing to be living dirty. And he would have just taken that L and paid his fine and not done what he did at the traffic stop and not try to embarrass or incite people against the St. Paul Police Department, not made up those allegations against the officers, then, you know, his private business would still be private, right? And nobody's without spot or blemish. Now, his stuff is a little extra, right? A lot extra, actually. But, you know, his private business would have just been private. And he brought all of this on himself. Because of his reaction to that traffic stop. And just to know the you know, when I see it, it just is, you know, just looks like arrogance to me and abuse of his position and his power. And then to find out that these women have leveled these claims against him. Look, if we're going to assemble a House Ethics Committee, don't do it because he called somebody racist. You know, there are worse things that can happen. How about we investigate what happened to these women? That's a better use of my taxpayer dollars and time. If y'all want to look into something, let's look into the real nuts and bolts of this thing. You know, does he live here? Can he represent the people that he say he is representing? You know, I understand if he calls somebody a racist and that person says I'm not a racist, let's get an apology and get it over with. But if you're going to assemble a House Ethics Committee and start judging people with all the stuff that this dude is accused of doing, that's the last thing I give a damn about. I care about these women and the children who may or may not have been impacted by his actions and whether these allegations are true.
Well, I think you made so many important points there, including his absolute arrogance. And I don't doubt for a second that John Thompson has been profiled another time.
Oh, my gosh.
When I watched the video, I saw nothing conclusive to show that he was in this case. But you're right. If he just owns it and says, okay, it turns out because, by the way, it was money he owed in a parental agreement that he wasn't paying.
Right. He's not taking care of his kids. Can we start that? If you can't take care of the kids, how are you going to take care of the state's economy?
Correct.
If I can't trust you to pay basic child support so your kids can have their school supplies and shoes and some goldfish when they get ready to have a snack, I cannot trust you with the infrastructure money. I'm sorry.
Yep. That's it. If he just takes that ticket
and
doesn't say anything, unless somebody's really searching for it, nobody finds out. But because of this, we find out about every serious allegation against him. This wasn't just one. And there's more depth to these allegations.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's not easy to remove someone. It is very, very challenging. And it should be, right? It should be on either side of the aisle.
Right. Because district voted him in. They said that this is the dude we wanted. Now, if they had all this information, would they still vote him in? I don't know. But, you know, I really resented the fact that, when Fox 9, who we got to give them credit because they did the investigative piece that found all of this, I didn't think, and it was so funny because last week I was talking to Jason DeRusher because you left me again with somebody first Blois, then Jason, whatever. But I was talking to Jason last week and I was like, he better be glad CJ's not here. Because if CJ was still at the Star Tribune, she had baby pictures of him in the delivery room, and she would have talked to the baby's mama, and she have all this stuff. And so Jason and I, kind of were talking about, not having gossip columnists in the market and, how he should be lucky that CJ's not around. And then, it was like hours after we got off the air, here comes Fox 9 with this expose of how they've uncovered all this stuff. And then he's still, not owning it. Well, where did they get the information? Dude, is it true? It doesn't matter where it came from. I think this was motivated. It's there. It's public record. Is it true? Did you do these things? You need to say yes or no. You need to man up and either admit that you did it or say no, this is not true, and then go about the proper way to take care of that legally. So kudos to the folks at Fox 9 for getting this information. But still then he said, well, I represent a district, and these people, they're just like me. No, they're not. No, they're not. These are hard worker people who take care of their kids. They pay their child support, and they got a Minnesota driver's license. And if they don't, they're not driving around with a Wisconsin license. They're on the light rail or they're on the bus. So, no, these people are not just like you. And I believe that if the good people of his district knew then what they know now, he wouldn't have the position that he has.
He wouldn't have got the endorsement. It's a district that I think of late, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I believe I know I looked this up, and I believe I have this right, that has leaned for the Democrats for a while. Somebody else would have been the nominee for the Democrats. He would not have lasted, and he has spoken out in some other areas where I've agreed with him, but also the comments that he made in the driveway of Bob Kroll and Liz Collum about burning down the city. I mean, there's just too much. Now, whether
it's too much. It's too much.
Because the process is so difficult.
You can overlook one thing, but
I still think he's going to go, but it's not.
It's going to be on his own terms if he decides to go, or he's going to have to get voted out by his constituents. And like you said, that we have this system set in place for a reason. Just because you don't like somebody, you don't agree with them, doesn't mean you could tell them to resign for a number of reasons. But I just think it's going to be on his own terms, and based on his behavior since this whole incident started and has snowballed, he has not shown 1 ounce of remorse, and I don't think he's going to just voluntarily walk away from this powerful position that he's holding.
I guess the only remorse he showed was yesterday in what sounds like a very brief exchange with the officer apologizing for that. Let's do this. Let's pause here. Let's talk Morgan Wallen, his interview with Michael Strahan this morning, and Shaletta's interest in the Olympics. That's coming up. Don't forget the man who runs the Twins on the baseball side, the president of baseball operation, Derek Falvey, joins bottom of the hour on the home of the Twins, CCO. Morgan Wallen has been in the meat grinder on the publicity side for a while now. finally decided to open up. He spoke with Michael Strahan today, Good Morning America. Country singer. Video surfaced early this year. Neighbors filmed him using the N-word with a group of friends outside his Nashville home. Wallen, by the way, let's not forget when there was backlash from his label, backlash from radio stations, backlash in a lot of ways, that a lot of people who all of a sudden weren't buying Morgan Wallen tunes at this level, all of a sudden things went up dramatically. Okay. Those folks might want to look in their heart a little bit why. I'm not saying he was nobody, but there was crystal clear and all of a sudden song after song after song.
He was like the top five streams on every platform in the world.
Geez, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And so he now has spoken up to Strahan. He said this: I was around some friends. We just say dumb stuff together. And it was, in our minds, it was playful. That sounds ignorant, but that's really where it came from, and it was wrong. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. I used an unacceptable and inappropriate racial slur that I wish I could take back. There are no excuses to use this type of language ever. I want to sincerely apologize for using the word. I promise to do better. He also points out that he entered rehab after the racial slur surfaced. Okay, me first, and then longer answer from you. I wish he would have said this right away.
Come on, that's all I want to say. That's it. It took him like 2 years. Good Lord.
I mean, where you been, Morgan? Because people can screw up, okay? We have a society, and there are certain degrees of screwing up, by the way, okay? So, you know, it's like we have different offenses. We have things we can screw up in our friendships and marriages and at work. So there are degrees. This is an enormous screw-up. And for some reason, it took him months and months and months, because these words ring pretty true to me, right? I mean, it's, you know, it reads as sincere. But Morgan, where have you been? Why did it take you this long to do this?
I hear a focus group. I hear that, you know, this was tested on some folks to see how, you know, the people would react. If you tell me this is sincere, it should have came out right away. It should not have been an exclusive sit down with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America. He could have just taken this to Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or any of his own streaming platforms or websites. This did not have to be so doctored and lawyered and marketed up to this point. It had been so long that when GMA said that they had the exclusive interview, I had to go back and figure out what he did. I was like, well, I can't remember who this child is, because, again, like you were saying, you know, it's not like he's Blake Shelton or Miranda Lambert or anybody like that. We had to go figure out who this guy was. And so, you know, to have him sit down and talk to Strahan again, you know, like you said, it reads sincere, but, you know, I smell a focus group. You know, I smell a group of people sitting in a room who says, yep, this is good. Let's do it this way. Take this word out. Fix this. You know, we're going to work with him because we want him to look sincere and sound sincere. So let's get him an acting coach. I just smell all that. I just feel like this is so doctored and marketed to a point where I just can't trust the sincerity of it. And is he sincere? I'm sure. Who hasn't gotten drunk around their friends and said some stupid stuff that they were glad? I'm just, you know, social media wasn't around when they were that age. I mean, can you imagine? We would be working, and nothing against the folks at Walmart, but I'd be a greeter if there were video clips of me drunk with my friends when I was his age.
I
would not have a career in broadcast.
I'll say this, as goofy as I've been and still silly sometimes when me and you're talking, the N-word isn't one word I use ever when I'm being silly.
And if you use it, I don't care how drunk you are, you're using it on the regular. You know, and you know, another thing I was going to say is, you know, where's his black friends? I need somebody to vouch for him. You know, I need him to have a black friend to say, hey, look, that's my dude. He's my people. He got drunk. He said something wrong. I've been knowing him since we were 10, 12, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I met him three weeks ago, and he paid me to say it. Something. You got to give me something other than this doctored focus group statement. I'm sorry. I smell a rat.
Your Olympic interest 0 to 10 is?
10, baby.
can.
I mean, you know, I want them to stay safe. I really do. Yeah. I'm afraid for them going over there, you know, because, you know, we take certain precautions here in the United States.
Sure.
You know, we were able to successfully have the NBA finals in a bubble and nobody got sick. But these are our people that we know and trust, right? And so we're sending them over here to Tokyo and we're trusting the Olympics committee. And, you know, so that worries me. I'm not going to lie. That concerns me that they're over there in the hands of somebody else. And these are our top-tier athletes who have worked all of their lives since they were toddlers, some of them, to have this opportunity to shine on the big stage. But I love the Olympics. I love the gymnastics. That's it for me right there.
That's number one for you?
That's it. I love to see the girls run. But I'm from Texas, so I see girls run all the time. But the gymnastics, oh, man. Because you don't get to see that all the time on that, you know, on that level, on that stage with Simone Biles. I think somebody need to check the girl for wings. Have you seen how high she can jump?
Even the other day, just practicing, she accomplished what is reportedly the hardest feat ever, and she's just practicing.
Right. Just practice, you know? Man. We're talking about practice.
Yeah, practice. Yeah. Allen Iverson is going, damn. If I could practice
Damn,
like that, Larry Brown practice. And I would have had no problems. So, Simone, if there's one person I am going to watch, she's it. Mm-hmm. There'll be other great stories, right? Americans and individuals from outside the country, but her brilliance is historic. Okay, I got to go, but give me one guest for tomorrow.
I got to tell you about the Almanac tonight. So to honor her tonight on Almanac, I'll be wearing a USA Gymnastics leotard doing my monologue.
Okay. I'm going to hit the DVR on this one. I'm going to do that. Okay. Oh, man. I will have the popcorn ready and be ready for this. All right, I got to fly. Love you. We'll talk soon and check you out tomorrow
guys.
At 11.
Have a great weekend.
The Shaletta Show, tonight with her leotard. Derek Falvey, President of Baseball Operations. Why the deal for Cruz and what's next when we come back?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.